You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
It is the Fan Morning Show, brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Going to be joined momentarily by Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. Real quick, here's a stat I didn't know. I've confirmed it to be true. Someone texted in and said, stop talking junk on Waynesburg football. They're undefeated against Penn State. The results are in.
Ooh.
They're 2-0 against Penn State.
Wow. Look at that.
Way to go, Waynesburg. Also, yeah, if any team should claim a national championship, it probably should be 1994 Penn State. Nebraska and Penn State all year long looked at as the top two teams in the country. And Penn State goes undefeated. They kicked the hell out of everyone they played, dude.
Was that Kerry Collins?
Yeah.
Kajana Carter?
Yeah. Yes. Heisman.
First overall pick.
56-3 against Minnesota. 38-14 USC. 61-21 against Iowa. 55-27 against Rutgers. 48-21 against Temple. Had a close one against Michigan, 31-24. Then 63-14 against Ohio State. Beat Indiana. Held on against Illinois. Smoked Northwestern, crushed Michigan State 59-31, and then beat Oregon in the Rose Bowl 38-20. Unbelievably good team.
Yep.
All right, Ray Fittipaldo joins us to talk Steelers. Ray, brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys, Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. Good morning to you, Ray. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing good.
Ray, happy to hear it. Mike Tomlin spoke yesterday, confirmed that Cam Hayward was in pads, not just participating in individual drills, but also in the team activities. So what's the latest on that whole deal?
Well, that's what Mike said about team, but I'm not sure if that's entirely accurate, guys. I don't want to break any of their rules, but I didn't see a whole lot different from Cam than what we saw up in camp, except for the fact that he was in pads and doing a little bit more work in individuals. You know, what I think is going on, you know, people jumped the gun a little bit yesterday, I thought, when they said the hold-in's over. Like, usually when there's a positive outcome in a negotiation for a player, that agent, the agent for the player leaks that, and the Schefters of the world will let everyone know that they got a little bit more money. So that hasn't happened yet. What I think is going on is like a good faith move by Cam. I'm going to start practicing. I'm going to start doing a little bit of more, but I'm still wanting that contract. So I think that's where we are right now. And I think, you know, you heard what TJ Watt did, right? You know, he's letting everyone know that TJ's or that Cam is back out there. So I think everyone wants to get this to the finish line, but I'm not sure the Steelers are budging quite yet.
Do you think the good faith move by Cam here, do you think that actually works right? Do you think at the end of the day he does get some money in his pocket?
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll try to come to some agreement, but like, this has been going on since the combine in February, Doran. So, you know, this, we've had like 6 months now for this to get worked out. So obviously the Steelers are kind of dug in. We found out, what, a week or 10 days ago that, you know, Cam was unhappy. So I don't see a resolution coming easily, but, you know, deadlines tend to spur on these negotiations sometimes. And I think the deadline of the season, you know, could work in Cam's factor. Maybe he'll get a little bit more money. You guys know he's not going to get a new contract, right? Anything that he gets will just be an advance on that March roster bonus. And the question now is how much.
Rafe DiPaolo joining us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Ray, here's a theory that I threw out there earlier. Is it possible they told Cam, hey, we'll pay you if we don't spend a ton of money on roster cutdown day or we acquire another wide receiver? Could it be one of those kind of handshake deals?
Possibly. Last time I checked, I think they were around $20 million under the cap. So, you know, that certainly could be a factor and how much Cam, you know, might get with that advance. The only position right now, since they shored up safety, Adam, you know, with Chuck Clark and Juan Thornhill, I think those guys have represented themselves well. The only position right now that is a question mark for me, and it's because of Calvin Austin's injury, is receiver. And how much would you have to pay a receiver if you brought one of those guys in? So I don't think it would be more than, you know, $8 or $10 million based on the guys who are out there, maybe even less. But yeah, that is one additional expense that might be factoring into their negotiations with Cam.
Ray, Mike Tomlin yesterday said that there's four guys that absolutely won't play in this preseason game tomorrow: Aaron Rodgers, Cam Hayward, T.J. Watt, and D.K. Metcalf, and basically said that everybody else is on the table and could potentially play. Do you think that's a psychological move by Mike Tomlin to try to get guys just prepared to play and actually not play them? Or do you think there's truth to that we will see some starters, more starters play than we have in the first two preseason games?
Yeah, I think the way he phrased it was they're scheduled to play. So, I do think, you know, he talked a little bit more in depth about the new guys in the secondary, right? You got three of your new five back there are new. So I do think you want to get that communication down with Ramsey and with Slay and, you know, Thornhill and Clark. So that's maybe why a guy like Ramsey is playing. I mean, I get it. You know, like with Cam and Aaron, they're your two oldest players. You don't want to play them. TJ and DK are, you've got too much money invested in them for them to play. So like, even if Jalen and Slay play, it's probably going to be for a series or two. You just want to get their feet wet, make sure they get their communication down. I'm more interested to see how the offensive line plays again. I want to see the running game get a little bit better. So for those guys, those starters, that's who I want to see. Like for Jalen Ramsey, I don't need to see him. You just need to get him healthy, and he's healthy. You just need him to get to the regular season healthy, and don't expose him to meaningless hits, against the Panthers on Thursday night.
Rafe DiPaolo of the Post Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Okay, so you talk about communication being on the same page in the secondary. You do have a new quarterback and a couple of new skill position guys, and they're all new to each other. Do you think Tomlin should play Aaron Rodgers? We know he's not going to. Do you think that's the right move?
I understand it. I don't want to say if it's the right or wrong move, Adam, but Aaron isn't a big fan of preseason games. He thinks he can get his work done in practice. So you probably want to, you know, bow to what he says in that situation and just make him comfortable. And you want your quarterback healthy. With DK, I get it. It's a $150 million contract. You don't want to get your number one receiver, especially when there's little depth behind him. You don't want to expose him to injury. So that just might be a situation where those guys are still getting their chemistry down early. Is there any doubt in your guys' minds that they're probably going to have to win some low-scoring games early until the offense gets going a little bit? I think that's the way it's going to be. That's the way it's been, but I can still see them winning 20-17, 17-14 until Rodgers and company, get on track a little bit.
Ray, what's the latest on Gabe Davis?
Medical checkup, as far as we know. I think he's in Buffalo today. That's his old team, so we'll see, you know, how the doctors from these different teams view the knee injury. So sometimes, you know this from the combine, sometimes doctors will clear one guy for your team, but for another team, that doctor won't clear that guy, and that guy will be off draft board. So sometimes there's different interpretations of how guys are recovering. I think if he was 100% healthy and the Steelers felt good about that, they probably wouldn't let him out of the building yesterday. So I right now I think it's more of a situation where they're just keeping their options open and you know, keeping their eye on the situation, depending on what happens with Calvin here in another week or so.
Well, it doesn't take a genius to figure this out, because I figured it out. I mean, you're having a guy in twice, and yeah, he's out of the building twice, so maybe it seems like he's unlikely, but it seems pretty certain that they're going to acquire another guy, no?
Well, listen, Calvin Austin was in pads yesterday, too. He's been out like 3 weeks now. I don't think he's going to play Thursday night, so, you know, that situation's a little bit tenuous, but they really feel like Calvin is going to be okay for the regular season. We've seen the emergence of Roman Wilson. I get the idea of wanting to add a depth guy, but I don't know that it's absolutely 100% necessary unless Calvin has to go to IR. And like I said, we will know that by next Tuesday. So there's going to be speculation until then. I still think it's a need, probably the biggest need for this team, but I'm not sure it's a big need if Calvin Austin is ready for the regular season.
Last thing here for you, Ray. We saw in the video, it looks like Will Howard has a smaller brace on his hand than he did previously. Do you think there's a chance he winds up on IR?
Yeah, I'm actually writing about that later on today.
I do think there's a decent chance. Post-gazette.com.
That's right, a little plug there. There's a new rule that was passed last year where you can put two guys on IR and designate them to return without them being on the original 53. So Omar is going to have some roster flexibility here with guys like Howard, Corey Trice. Austin came back to practice yesterday, so maybe Austin's not in that conversation now. But, like, remember the old times? You had to, like, cut two guys and then right. You would put the guys on IR later. It was a nightmare for GM. So, yes, I think Howard has a decent chance to go on IR. Any rookie who misses big chunks of time, I think, is going to be behind, and I think that's probably the solution. He'll miss at least the first four games, and then I think they'll reevaluate it from there.
All right, Ray, this was tremendous stuff. As always, we appreciate your time, and we will talk to you after the conclusion of the preseason next Wednesday.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you.
Thank you, Ray. Post-gazette.com for that story today. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Let's react to Ray. Gabriel Davis in once and out. In twice and out. Gonna guess he's not gonna be a Pittsburgh Steeler. What does it all mean, Basil? We'll tell you when we come back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Nice of Callis always to play this song, because I don't know how many times we're going to hear it after football games this year. Makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Just like this tweet from our buddy Ken Carmen in Cleveland. Did you see this?
Yes.
Ken tweets, "I like Caboli. I think I'd like to drink with him."
Huh.
Mark's a good hang. Not much of a drinker, though.
Right. Is he a good hang?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He's got great stories. He's also the gossip king of Pittsburgh media.
Yes, he's in, yeah.
He's the ombudsman of Pittsburgh media. He likes to think of himself the grand poobah of all things Steelers writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that about Mark. But I did say to Ken, I was like, hey, listen, Caboli for Mary Kay Cabot, who says no.
Right.
And he said no.
Oh, okay.
He said he likes Caboli, but they love Mary Kay Cabot.
Got it.
Also, I'm starting to drag around here. Just the worst night of sleep ever. I always wake up a little bit earlier before we head out to Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville. Also, I was awakened by a clap of thunder last night that shook our house. And then my dog, who's terrified of storms, she runs down the hall, opens my daughter's door, because she's a smart doggy, gets into bed with my daughter. I'm like, all right, I hope that's the end of it. But then you hear the pitter-patter of feet. So here comes a five-year-old. She winds up in bed, which is a big enough bed for three people if you allow it to be.
Yeah.
She just put her knees into my lower back.
The whole time.
For like 2 hours.
Yeah, you got to take those knees and move them to the other side.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
But she's a persistent little one. She has kept
she
putting
kept
them
at
in.
It.
But I'll tell you what, man. Like, as angry as I was in the middle of that, whenever I got up to leave, I kissed my wife goodbye, and I kissed my daughter, and she's just smiling ear to ear. It was the best. All I just see are white teeth.
Yep.
In the middle of the dark bedroom. I'm like, oh my God. First, she's wide awake. And then my wife texted me. She was spooning our dog, was my wife, because the dog is scared. Oh. And then my daughter's knees were in her.
Oh. Yeah, I guess you're not going to get that much sleep with that happening.
No. So you're going to, not like you don't already, you're going to have to carry us the rest of the show. And thank God for Doug.
You know where the C4 is at? That's pretty surprising.
I have no idea where it is, but I know it's in your spine.
Yeah.
Is that upper or lower?
It's cervical. It's upper. Do you know what the lower one is?
Yeah, F6.
No, lumbar. L.
Oh, that's pretty. What's the C stand for?
Cervical.
You already said that, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Short for cervical.
Yes.
Perhaps there's something wrong with Gabe Davis's back, but what we understand is it's his knee. That's just a terrible transition by me. He had the meniscus last year. Played in 11 games, started 10. The Steelers have now had Gabe Davis in twice, and he left the building both times. He's meeting with Buffalo today. He's not going to be a Steeler.
Yeah, it tells me that something's they haven't found, or they did find something, and it's just not up to par with what they want injury-wise. So I'm pretty sure that he's gotten himself into pretty good shape. I guarantee the last time he left, they were like, hey, we're going to give you a call in August, so get in shape. Hopefully you're feeling better. We can bring you back in. They brought him back in, and he probably still looks somewhat the same. So
yeah, he's not old. He's 26, but you just don't know. I mean, maybe he's not as fast as he was or doesn't have the explosion, because that's his thing, contested catches. I saw the stat yesterday. Someone grokked it. So his yards after catch, very low, but his yards per catch, very high. He's a big jump up, grab ball off top of helmet, fall down kind of dude, which would be huge in this offense, I think. It would really help the running game if you have those two pillars on the outside who could take the top off the defense. So that's a bummer, because when he's been healthy, I think Gabe Davis is a pretty solid wide receiver if he's your three, and I think he's serviceable as your two. So that's a bummer. Pony said he heard from a former assistant general manager yesterday that Washington called the Steelers about Pat Freiermuth in a second-round pick. Now, you threw that exact hypothetical out like weeks ago.
Yes.
I want to do this carefully.
Okay.
Love Pat. Good player.
Mm-hmm.
You have three really good tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
I would trade Pat Freiermuth in a second round pick for Terry McLaurin yesterday.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what made the most sense. That's why I said that 3 weeks ago, because that tight end room, I mean, there's only one football, and you have Darnell Washington the way he's been playing in preseason. So if you want, and I knew that they would want to trade Terry McLaurin for a player.
Yeah.
And a pick.
Yes.
And that does help their offense. I think they have Zach Ertz and nobody else. So like, it's like, all right, if we can't get another receiver, we have Debo Samuel to replace the receiver spot. So we need another threat. And Pat Freiermuth made the most sense, in my opinion.
Yeah, he does. And I think
who's the assistant GM? Me?
Could be.
Or
would you do it for $80K?
No, I would not.
You wouldn't be an assistant GM for $80K?
No.
Now you get paid more here, and it's an easier job.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now I, on the other hand.
You would do it.
And I'd do a terrible job.
You think?
Oh, yeah. I'm too emotional. And not enough of a ball lover. Knower. I'm a ball lover, but not enough of a ball knower. So those two things would conspire against me. It would be difficult to be an assistant GM.
Yeah. If I was assistant GM, I'd try to trade for Brian Robinson and Terry McLaurin.
Give them both to me.
Yep.
Just load up.
Just like Miami Dolphins.
I mean, you got money. Thing.
Yep, I'd trade picks, and I'd trade players.
Steelers haven't given up picks for next year apart. Well, they gave up the second-round pick for this year. They haven't for DK Metcalf. They have not given up picks from next year, and I think they're loath to do that. But as we've discussed ad nauseum, you're probably going to use that second-round pick if we're looking into our crystal ball on a wide receiver. So why not get a proven one in Terry McLaurin? I'm still having a hard time wrapping my head around them actually moving off of McLaurin, because
do they have the money?
Yeah, you can always make it work.
Right.
You can always make it work. And really, it becomes a next year problem, right? I mean, you have to figure out the money for next year. And you got a rookie quarterback on a rookie deal. And why would you not want your security blanket there? It's organizational malpractice that has gone on the way that's gone on. Same thing with Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati. Meanwhile, Cam Hayward, at least according to Mike Tomlin, practiced in the team drills. Although Ray said maybe not. Ray said maybe it's more status quo than Mike Tomlin's comments would lead us to believe.
Mm-hmm.
That bears watching. We probably won't learn anything until at least next week on that. Pay attention to Schefter. Or maybe Mary Kay Cabot. Coming up next, dude, Connor Griffin, the youngest debut of a player in Double A Altoona since Andrew McCutchen. He had himself a night. We'll talk to John Wehner about that. And, bro, Mitch Keller in the second half. Jekyll and Hyde, dude. This is three consecutive years unless he pulls his head out of his rear end and turns things around the next month plus. We'll talk to Wehner about all those things, then football the rest of the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Way. That's right. John Wehner joins us now. One of our favorites. Buccos losers last night, but it was what happened in Altoona that might be the big story. The biggest story of all, though, John, is are you familiar with the game that we play on Thursdays, Quiz Callis?
Yeah, I've heard you guys before.
Well, we were naming athletes and whether or not they grew up in Pittsburgh, and Harry did not know you're from the area.
That's shameful.
John, that there's so many things that Callis has done in these last 2 years that rub us the wrong way. That is number one for me. Like, I could not get over that. It was.
Where's he from?
He's from Greentree. He went to KO.
That's even more shameful.
And he's a baseball lover.
I just figured he was from, like, you know, mountains of Kentucky or something, where he had no internet service.
Harry, would you like to defend yourself?
No, I feel bad, but I'll never forget that you're from Carrick ever again.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Oh, yeah, we've only said it like 80,000 times.
I'm learning. That's
how old are you?
26.
How old are you? Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. I don't know what to make of it all. It sounds like you've lived under a rock half your life.
All right, John. So Connor Griffin makes his Double-A debut yesterday. He has a 16-game on-base streak. He has a 15-game hitting streak, or a 5-game hitting streak. He got his 60th steal of the season. He's the youngest player to debut in Double-A since Andrew McCutchen. What do you make of this rocketing potential superstar the Buccos have their hands on here?
He is a freak of a talent. He is, you know, when we saw him in spring training, and he looked like anybody else in spring training. And, you know, he's 18 years old or 19 years old, and he's huge. I mean, he's probably 6'4", 2 1/4". He could fly. He's fearless in the outfield. I haven't seen him play much short. I just saw him play center, and he looked great in center field. I mean, that's a big body covering a lot of ground. And plus, he has some pop. I mean, his at-bats, you didn't see, you know, a lot of younger hitters, you'll see them up there flailing at breaking balls out of the zone. I mean, he handled the zone You know, he hit some mistakes. I saw him go oppo one game I worked. He hit a home run to right deep right center, like a no doubter right center. And that's another thing. I would say half of Major League Baseball can't hit a home run to the opposite field, and he had no problem. I mean, he cleared it by far, and he's just a freak of an athlete. And you never expect anybody. High school kids, typically out of draft, you're expecting 4 or 5 years. I want to say it was 4 for McCutchen, and he's borderline Hall of Fame player. And now we're talking Connor Griffin at 19 at Double A, and top of the prospect list. Yeah, he's the real deal. But it's, you know, I'm waiting for some failure because it's got to come at some point in time. But there has been no failure. I mean, he's basically been the best player at every level he's played so far. And that's a pretty big test to be in Double A and, you know, competing against guys in their mid-20s that have been doing this for 5, 6, 7 years.
John, do we see him next year, you think, or no?
Man, I want to say it might have been a month or so ago, Dan Zangrilli, I think, was on one of the shows there and was talking about that. And I was like, he's nuts. There's no stinking way you're going to have a guy like that young at the big league level and to kind of push his development like that. I mean, you think of Bryce Harper and Juan Soto, and Juan Soto was probably in the minor league system for 4 years. He was probably signed at 16 before he got up there. So there's a few guys that do it, but I think it's just so hard. But having said that, he keeps, you know, hitting and dominating these leagues. It's possible. I mean, again, I keep thinking there's going to be failure out there at some point when you're facing better competition. I'm sure he's faced guys with arms. These guys throw hard in A ball as well as they do double and triple A, but do they locate it? Does he see, as much breaking ball and secondary pitches, I heard he struck out last night on a 3-2 breaking ball. So that you're going to see more of that. You're not going to get challenged 2-0, 3-1, 3-2. So, it'll all depend on, obviously there's only a couple of weeks left there in Altoona. He'll probably start there next year, I would think. And if he's hitting 330 and stealing 60 bags and hitting ball out of the ballpark, well, he'll get the AAA before long. And, and if he does the same there, yeah, I guess he can be there at some point next year. I look at McCutchen again, who was a really good hitter, and we saw him in spring training as a teenager. And he still got about 800 at-bats in AAA before they called him up. So that'll be interesting. Though I know nowadays it seems guys get pushed through the system a little bit quicker. I do think that, they're going to keep pushing him. I'm shocked that he's in Double A. I really am. I would have never guessed that beginning of the year. But the progression continues, and next year he dominates Double A for a month or two. He's in Triple A for a month or two dominating. Yeah, we could see him by the end of next year.
I just got chills. That's John awesome. Wehner joining us here, Carrick's Own, on the Fan Morning Show. John, what the hell is going on with Mitch Keller in the second half of seasons? I mean, the full story is not yet written on how the rest of this season will go for Mitch Keller, but not good again yesterday, and it's one of the clearest lines of delineation I think we've ever seen. First half, Cy Young kind of guy, all-star. Second half these last few years, not so good. What do you think the heck is going on there?
Well, that's a great question. I thought about that this morning just because it's 3 years in a row, and last night behind in the count, and I always feel too like it seems like the velocity goes down a little bit. But he's always a guy that attacks and gets ahead in the count. He's not afraid to throw his fastball in there, and he's aggressive with his fastball in the middle of the plate sometimes, and he still does okay. I think when you I would think that maybe you get towards the end of the year, maybe you don't feel like you have the same stuff. The velocity's down, so now you don't want to make mistakes with the fastball. So you start trying to be a little too fine. Then you get behind the count, then you have to come into the count, or you have to come into the middle of the plate, and then they whack you around a little bit. I don't know if that's the case or not. I mean, he's a big kid. He doesn't look like it. He still has the baby face, but he's, I'm every bit of 6'3", 210, 220. So, and he logs a lot of innings. So you wouldn't think that he'd be wearing down because he's up there 160 to 200 innings every year. But maybe it's a mental thing too. When you have it happen repeatedly, now the third straight year, you know, maybe you start thinking about it, and then you start being a little more cautious as instead of being aggressive. He's always been aggressive, attacking hitters, and I've still seen that for the most part. I didn't see the first couple innings last night, but I'm guessing if anybody had the answer, it wouldn't continue, and he'd figure it out. But it's like I said, it could be part because of the velocity's down. It could be kind of mentally taxing too. I think when you get hit around a little bit, it's easy to lose some confidence and not have that same aggressiveness, you know, attacking hitters. And then when you're behind the count, they're going to get you.
John, this was wonderful. It always is. We appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Always a pleasure. Have a good rest of the week, and go Green Tree. Go KO.
See you, John. See you, John. Here's a great text. How could Harry be from the area, hear Wainer speak, and not immediately know he's from the area? That'd be like thinking Donnie Football is from someplace else.
Yeah, Mississippi.
Yeah. But it's okay. Harry and I have talked about this off the air. We might have even talked about it on the show. You may have had the same conversation. I will give Harry credit for this. The things he didn't know before that he missed, he knows now. Like the Joker in Dark Knight Rises.
Is that Doran clapping over
Or the
there?
Dark Knight. Yeah. That was Doran clapping, yeah.
And all right, don't forget ahead. Either for the one quiz, Callis, I knew the softball team, so I got to be manager as a result. So there have been some highlights of Quiz Callis as well.
Oh, the whole thing's a highlight. That much we know for certain. All right, coming up next, we'll go around the NFL. Another possible Steelers wide receiver target, Doran? That's next. Yes, the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. We've got a wide receiver that could be cut loose that could be some use to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll tell you about that in a minute, but I got an idea.
Mm.
Harry was talking about mayonnaise during the break. Mm. Doug Whaley going to join us from 9 until 10. How about this idea? An Uncrustable, but instead of peanut butter and jelly, it's mayonnaise and turkey. Or like mustard and ham.
Well,
I'm telling you,
that doesn't sound like a bad edit. Well,
you know how many times I want a sandwich but don't feel like making a sandwich?
Yes, I see what you're doing here.
Like, I get home from work today and I'm going to want to eat a sandwich.
Like, how long can turkey last though? Because I mean, Uncrustables are frozen initially. I guess turkey can be frozen.
That's the rub. That's an issue. I don't know what the answer is on that one yet. You just have a shorter shelf life, I guess. How about a tuna? How about a tuna?
No.
A little tuna in an Uncrustable, some mayonnaise, a little pepper.
I think you might be onto
celery,
something.
Some grapes up in there. Oh, yeah. You like a tuna sandwich?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do. With no grapes, though.
I like the sweetness in my tuna.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm. All right. Now, Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Romeo Doubs could be cut. He just returned back to practice. The headline on Yahoo Sports is not nice. Packers leading cut candidate returns from injury, drops everything in practice.
Oh, wow.
That's mean.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It was a downpour they were practicing in. First 10 plays, he dropped 2 balls, so that's not great. But they've had all kind of injury issues there. If they cut Romeo Doubs loose, I'd kick them tires.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. But I don't think they will. Cut him loose.
Wide receiver returns from injury, drops everything.
Man.
It's vicious out there these days,
tough.
Man.
That's tough.
Doesn't seem like Gabe Davis is going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
How come nobody is talking about Amari Cooper at all? Like, I mean, his name is brought up by, like, us, but, like, I feel like he, like, fell off the face of the earth.
We are breathing his name back into existence, but I haven't seen anything nationally. I haven't seen any reports that he's even interested in playing this year. I wonder if he's a midseason guy, do the old Roger Clemens thing, come in midway through the year. Like, I think reasonable people have hypothesized, you included, maybe just didn't want to go to training camp.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, training camps are over.
Right.
So maybe he's waiting for the perfect opportunity. I don't know. But he would be my one. He would be my number one.
Mm-hmm.
Great route runner. Not super old. I mean, he's in his early 30s. Like, we're not talking about a 37, 38-year-old. He'd be my guy.
I mean, Keenan Allen's already been signed by the Chargers.
Yeah.
I mean, they're about the same age. Maybe Keenan Allen might be a little bit older.
You're right, though. You did hear, you heard a lot of smoke about Keenan Allen throughout the whole process. You're not getting any of that with Amari Cooper. Maybe he's finished. Maybe he's walking away from the game.
And I just read something that he said he's not retired. There was a quote like a couple months ago. I was like, no, I'm not retiring. So like, that's why I bring it up. It's like nothing. There's nothing. There's no smoke.
Nothing going on.
Nothing.
Texter writes in, damn it, Doran. Those sandwiches exist. They're called Hot Pockets.
Yep. That is true.
Lunchables, someone writes in.
Yeah, hot pockets were pretty good back in the day.
Yeah, but you got to heat them up. I'm talking about you grab a little cold, Uncrustable.
Cold cut.
Yeah. You could do all kind of, you could do cold cuts.
Yeah.
Texter writes in, if Crowley and Doran disappear from the fam, we know they made it big with their new Uncrustable idea. Ah, I'll cut you in, sure.
Cut me in?
Yeah.
Or them?
No, I'll cut you in.
It's really, the idea originates for me.
Because you eat an Uncrustable every day?
Yes.
And because Harry's talking about mayonnaise?
Yes.
So you should cut me in.
So we should cut him out, cows.
TM. Oh, got you guys.
The fist.
All you got to do is say it. Trademark. My idea. I declare bankruptcy. All right. Fam Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 83, low of 71, but it's next week that has got... I've been talking weather off air like every day.
Yeah, you're old.
All the time. Well, I mean, Thorne, pick kicks off next Saturday. Monday, 73. Tuesday, 69. Wednesday, 72. Thursday, Friday, 75. Buddy, we've made it.
Yes.
That's Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.